Imagine this. One single visual idea, one simple frame, lands in a subscriber's inbox three times over, and each time it pulls them a little deeper. By the third email, they're not just opening, they're clicking, they're converting. That one asset arc turned curiosity into purchase for a client last month. And today, I want to show you how to design that exact arc step by step. Stick with me for a practical lab you can run this week. No heavy production required. Welcome back to Learning with the Tools of the Imagination. Think it, sketch it, design it. I'm Michael Wallace. Today's episode is called Email Hero Sequence Lab. Design a three-email visual drip that converts. We're going to cover three main things. First, the foundation, why sequencing matters and how to pick the right hero idea. Second, three concrete recipes with exact microcopy you can read aloud in your studio. And third, how to produce and test conservatively so you learn without breaking anything. I'll point you to a downloadable email hero kit at mgwallacestudios.com/email-hero-kit at the end. All right, segment one, foundation. Why bother sequencing at all? Because opens and attention decay fast. A single email is a moment. A sequence is a mini-narrative. Instead of gambling that one image will land, you build expectation. The first email starts curiosity. The second adds proof. The third lowers friction and asks for action. To pick a strong hero idea for your brief, ask three diagnostic questions. 1. What single visual principle can be expressed clearly at thumbnail size? 2. What narrative job does that visual do across three touches? Grab attention, prove value, remove friction. 3. What is the simplest measurable conversion you can tie to the sequence? Click, form submit, or purchase. Let me give you a real-world pick. Suppose you're designing for a boutique yoga mat brand. The hero idea might be a bold, cropped texture of the mat, taking up a thumbnail. High contrast, tactile. Job 1, stop the scroll with that texture and a one-line verbook. Job 2, show the mat in use with a tight crop and a small social proof quote. Job 3, reveal the full product with a clear CTA and a microcopy line that removes a common friction, like free returns or a 30-day trial. That single visual language, texture, crop, reveal, ties the sequence together and tells a consistent story. Segment 2, three recipes and microcopy. I'll walk you through three repeatable recipes you can use right away. Thumbnail first hook, progressive reveal deepen, and close hero with friction removal microcopy. For each, I'll read a 2 or 3 line pattern you can drop into your copy doc. Recipe 1, thumbnail first hook, visual. High contrast crop of the hero, tightly framed so it reads at 120 pixels wide. Headline microcopy pattern, one verb, one promise. Read this along with me. Feel it. Grip the day with our textured mat. Pair it with a short subject line. Stop scrolling. Feel the texture. Keep the alt text descriptive but concise. Close up, mat texture, charcoal. Export preset note. Deliver a 2x thumbnail at 2x and an optimized web PNG at 72 dpi to your ESP. Recipe 2. Progressive reveal, deepen. Visual, widen the crop a bit to show context. Someone in a pose, elbow, or mat edge visible. Microcopy pattern for the body. Proof first, then context. Read this. Made for long practice. Trusted by 2,000 plus studios. Pair it with a subject line that teases evidence, like CY Studio switched. For ESP export, include a medium width hero at 600 pixels with an inline fallback that stacks copy above the image for clients with image blocking settings. Recipe 3, close hero. Visual, full product reveal, clear CTA posture. Microcopy pattern, one line friction removal, then CTA. Read, free returns for 30 days. Choose your color. CTA button copy. Pick your mat. Subject line pairing. Ready when you are. 30 days free return. For low bandwidth alternatives, swap the image for a text-first panel with a progressive crop GIF or a lightweight SVG showing texture. Before we move on, a quick developer brief one-liner you can paste into tickets. Name assets by sequence, role, size, e.g. yoga-thumbnail-2x.png. Include alt text and max file size 120 KB. That tiny bit of naming discipline saves hours in staging and A/B setups. Segment 3, production and conservative testing. This is where many teams get excited and then overcommit. Keep tests conservative. I recommend a paired window approach. Run a pilot audience segment under 10% with the sequence and match it to a control segment that receives your standard creative. Measure downstream conversions, click to purchase or form completions. Don't just cheer for opens. If open rate moves but conversion doesn't, that's a flag to iterate, not to scale. Production checklist highlights: naming convention, retina and web size exports, alt text baked into the asset spreadsheet, subject line pair saved in your ESP, and a rollout cadence. 3 touches across 7 to 10 days max. To avoid fatigue, vary subject lines in microcopy while keeping the visual principle consistent. If an ESP or client restricts image-heavy emails, use the low bandwidth recipes in the Email Hero Kit, text-first fallbacks, and progressive cropchecks that maintain the narrative without heavy payloads. Measurement guardrails and rollback rules. Say these aloud with me. Always tie the test to conversion, always use a control window, and set a predefined threshold for rollback. For example, no net positive conversion lift after 48 hours means pause and iterate. This avoids misreading open rate noise and protects your deliverability. Okay, imagination break. We're going to take 60 seconds together to map a 3 email arc by ear. Ready? First, name one product out loud or in your head. 2, choose one visual principle. Texture, color block, motion crop, whatever jumps out. 3, narrate the 3 hero jobs. Hook, one-line verb plus thumbnail. Deepen, proof plus wider crop. Close, reveal plus friction removal CTA. I'll count time gently. Pause when I pause. Ready? Name the product now.
Okay, if you sketched it, you've just got a full lab to prototype.
Quick case vignette. We tested a texture-led thumbnail-first arc for a small studio client. Pilot at 8% audience showed a 12% lift in click-throughs and a 6% lift in purchases versus control across a paired window. We respected the cadence, varied subject lines, and paired the hero with friction removal microcopy on the close. Directional wins like that aren't magic. Their disciplined sequencing plus conservative testing.
Key takeaways. 3 lab rules to remember. 1, pick one visual principle that reads at thumbnail size. 2, design the 3 hero jobs deliberately. Hook, deepen, close. 3, test conservatively. Pilot under 10%, measure downstream conversions, and use paired control windows. Quick experiment to try this week. Pick a product, craft a thumbnail-first hero, schedule a 3 email sequence over some days, and run it against a small control. Then check clicks and purchases, not just opens.
If you want the templates, export presets, naming cheat sheet, and a low-bandwidth recipe pack, grab the Email Hero Kit at mgwdstudios.com/email-hero-kit. If you're producing episodes or want studio templates, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to get access. Try the kit this week. Ship a pilot, learn, and iterate.
That's our lab for today. Next episode, we'll walk through sketching a logo that becomes a client's signature, how a single motif can scale across print and digital without losing meaning. Subscribe so you don't miss it. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael Wallace. See you next time.